Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Normal. My birthday. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome. Y'all, I can't help it. I have to shimmy. You know, I have to do the redneck shimmy every time I hear Copperhead Road. I am in an amazing mood. Like, we played a video on Dear America this morning that aggravated a lot of people. Like, it aggravated a lot of people. And it's from that Jennifer Welch lady, you know, Skeletor's sister. I gotta be honest with you, though. Like, happy birthday, KJ13. 37th birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Told you, I'm in a good mood. What's a redneck shimmy? That's a redneck shimmy. It's really simple. Redneck shimmy. Sorry, y'all are getting me way, 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 way squirreled. But anyway, I want to start the show off. Like, I had all of this stuff planned out. I had all these tabs and all this research and all this stuff done. I'm sorry, the Lord is pulling me in a totally different direction this morning. And I'm sorry, I am going to be obedient. And before I talk about that, yes, Jeep Mama, apparently some of you, Nuke included, saw my story on social media. My nipple is fine. Just a public service announcement. Even if you're wearing a really thick hoodie, don't try to steam the wrinkles out of your hoodie while wearing said hoodie. My right nipple is burnt. Like, it is burnt and it hurts so bad. Yes, I am a self-proclaimed retard. I am. That was really stupid of me. But yeah, I have a nice little burn mark on my chest. It hurts really, really bad. Like, it really does. But anyway, y'all have grown to love me for the stupid stuff that I say and the stupid stuff that I do. One thing I try to do is, and my glasses are fogging up, have fun. You know, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I come out, I hang out with you guys, and like I said, Thursday, I really treat this as like we're all sitting at a grill or a bar or whatever, and we're just all sitting around a table just hanging out. Like, I mean, this is so not serious, and I don't take myself serious. I'm not going to take myself serious. I just like to have fun. And if you're here and you like to have fun, then we're going to have fun together. But I want to get the show started off. And I don't know how long I'm going to talk about this. I don't know how long this is going to go, but I truly believe in it with all my heart. I really believe that the Lord has a message for somebody. I don't know who you are. I really don't. But when I saw this video on Dear America this morning, I thought something very different. And I just want to play it again for all of you guys. And then I'm going to turn around, and it might take me a minute, and hopefully these videos actually do play. But I want to play a couple more videos, and then I want to come back and I want to discuss. So let's listen to this lady right here and just pay attention. Here we go.
And then you've got people that are religious addicts. And you guys, that is a real thing. Like, somebody can be an alcoholic. Somebody can be a drug addict. A lot of people are religious addicts. And you can Google it and read about it. And these religious addicts, like all addiction, like all addicts, sabotage things. Their default setting is to break things.
Okay. And I'm going to stop it right there. Okay. Because, you know, when you first hear this, all right, let me get it back to me. When you first hear this, yes, I get it. My initial reaction was anger. Like it was anger. Like I was aggravated at this. I was like, my God, this woman. And it took everything for me not to cuss and say some really bad stuff. But then I got to thinking, man, I agree with her. Not the sabotage part, not even the word religious, because when people ask me, like, you know, are you religious? My answer is always no. No, I'm not religious at all. No, I have a relationship. I have a relationship with Jesus, not a religion with him. Jesus didn't die to give me religion. He died to give me a relationship. And so I want to play two more clips for you guys. So for those of you who don't know, we went to a Brandon Lake concert Friday night, and guys, I'm here to tell you, okay? And I mean this, take this to the bank. Right now, I know I'm Fufu the circus clown. I understand my role in your life, but right now I'm being as serious can be. If you have the opportunity to go to a Brandon Lake concert, go. Save money. Like, go start a Brandon Lake concert. If you're low on funds, go start a Brandon Lake savings account. Like, I'm telling you, go. All right, so religious addicts. Let me just show you, okay? Let me show you what actually happens, okay? What actually happens when you get just a whole bunch of religious addicts in the same room, okay? Oh, hang on. I'm going to mess this up already. Done messed it up already. Do-do-do. All right, and y'all are going to have to let me know if y'all can hear this, okay? So here we go. Check this out. Hope y'all can hear this. Those people. Look at all those guys. There were thousands of people. Thousands of people in South Haven, Mississippi on Friday. Thousands. And what I love about Brandon Lake and the concerts that he does, that he puts on, and he never forgets it. Like, never forgets it, okay? Is he stops right in the middle. All right, right in the middle. And then he does this. Watch.
Put your little lights behind your back real quick. And if you prayed that prayer tonight, on the count of three, what I want you to do is wave your blue wrist violently at me so I can see. All right? On the count of three. Everybody else, keep your hands behind your back for at least 5 seconds. Cheer with your voice, not with your wrist, or else it's going to look like 12,000 people just got saved and I'm not trying to lie. All right, on the count of three, time to be bold. Are you ready? And then I'll tell you to join in with everybody after. If you prayed that prayer, rededicate your life to Jesus, or for the very first time, on the count of three. One, two, three, all across the room.
Amazing. Both sides, everywhere. Guys, I can't tell you. I can't even put into words. Like, I can't. And it got me to thinking after Sunday, and somebody put in the chat, like, they didn't know how they felt about the new pastor at Mount Vernon Church. Let me tell you, he's on point. All right. Our new pastor, Pastor Jacob, he's on point. I've had one-on-one conversations with the man, and the sermon that he gave Sunday, like, I know this stuff, but when you hear it in a different way, it opens up so much to you. And let me explain what I'm talking about, okay? So I'm 42 years old, all right? I'm 42 years old. And yes, I will tell you right here, I undeniably know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is a God. That there is a risen Savior beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have had way too many experiences in my life, personal experiences, and meetings, and I've either been witness to, a part of, or maybe it was for me sometimes, but I've been through so many of these life-changing events like this concert on Friday that I went to with Brandon Lake, that there's no argument for me. Like there's just not. Okay. And what opened my eyes to it even more so. All right. And me and you, we've talked about this before, but I just really want to carry this a step further and hang with me. Okay. Hang with me, because when I'm done with this, I have something for you. All right. I have something for you. For those of you that you're hearing this for the first time, for those of you that maybe, just maybe, you had a relationship with Jesus a long time ago, and you're just not where you used to be, or maybe you've never had a relationship. I got something for you. So just hold tight and let me get through this. But I've had so...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Many of these experiences in the 42 years that I've been alive, that I can't sit on a Friday night in South Haven, Mississippi and witness. Guys, there was 8,500 people in this small venue. That place was so packed. Like, we were literally stuck in traffic. We were in a long line. The building was 200 yards to our left, and we were stuck in traffic. It was so packed that the cops said, "All right, everybody, get out of your cars. Just leave them where they are. Concerts that way." We left our cars on the road, like just left them there. Everybody did. Left them in there so we could get in there. Like left them in there. One of many times in my life that I literally felt the presence of God in a building. Like you could reach out and touch it. And then we get to church on Sunday. And first off, let me just say, Kendra, I know you're listening, baby. And I didn't thank you enough, because that was a surprise to me on Friday. Kendra got home and she said, she knew my leg was hurting, and she said, "Hey, baby, can you do a 3-hour road trip right now?" I said, "Yeah, I can. What's up?" And she said, "Good, get packed, we're leaving." And I said, "Okay." And we got in the car and I said, "Where are we going?" And she said, gave me the address, and it was South Haven. And I listened to Brandon Lake so much on Spotify that it shows me like his concert. And so I knew he was in Birmingham Thursday, and I knew he was going to be in South Haven on Friday. So I immediately knew that we were going to see Brandon Lake. Sweetheart, that was a gift to me that you will never understand how important that gift was. So thank you so much, baby, for surprising me with that. That was an amazing gift. That was so great. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. But I just want to share this with you, and just how insanely relevant that it is. Okay, so let me pull this up. All right, so in the Old Testament days, all right, you hear, and I've even said it, you know, when Christ died, the veil tore. Y'all, this is the schematics or the plans that God gave Moses. This is the temple that I want you to build, okay? And understand something. Like, I can't make it any bigger, y'all. I'm trying. I'm sorry. But you had the gate here where the priests, these people would go in, all right, to the tabernacle itself. All right, and you had the candle, you had the bread, and you had the altar of incense. All this stuff is going all the time. And there was a curtain right here, all right? Y'all can't see my mouse. The second curtain, the little purple thing right there, that protected and guarded the Holy of Holies, all right, which is where the Ark of the Covenant was, where God actually rested. And only the high priest could go in there. So there was a time in the world's history where God was only exclusive. The presence of God was only exclusive to the people that could go behind this curtain. And I'm here to tell you folks, it wasn't you, it wasn't me. That curtain was there where only the high priest of Israel could actually walk behind and be in the presence of God. The presence of God was only reserved for the high priest that could go back there. And when Jesus died, the Bible said that not only did that veil rip, did it tear, but it went from top to bottom. And what that symbolized was now, the world we live in today, the presence of God is for everybody. The relationship with Jesus is for everybody, Jew and Gentile alike. And the other piece of evidence that I have to sit here and I have to tell you guys, I experienced it Friday. That veil tore. Jesus is for me. He is for you. And God, I'm telling you, I am so I'm so excited about what's to come, what is coming and what is to come, because I believe that we have an opportunity right here in front of us to continue Charlie's work in our country. So yes, Miss Welch, I am an addict. I'm 100% an addict. You call me a Christian addict, a Jesus freak, whatever, a fanatic, a nationalist, whatever. You're right. You're absolutely right. I am an addict because I'm addicted to Jesus. I am addicted. I'm addicted to Jesus. And I want so much for all of you guys, for those of you who don't get to experience the emotion that I got to experience on Friday night. I want that so much. So that's my top priority for this show and my relationship with you is for you to have that experience and you to feel that relationship that I get to feel. And I'm about to make it available to you. And I know I normally close the show. I close the show with prayer. But right now, I'm going to open it. I'm going to open it. If you've never met this man, this Savior that me and Graham and Chad and all of us talk about all the time. If you've never met this Jesus, I'm inviting you. Now's your time. Now is your opportunity. And it's not hard. It's not magical. It's nothing that you can earn. It's nothing you can buy. It's not on Amazon. It's not at Walmart. It's not at Target. It's free. And all you have to do is accept it. That's it. There's nothing. There's just nothing to this. And maybe you do know Jesus, but maybe you've drifted. Maybe, like I have done so many times in my life, I wake up one morning and I find myself so far away from Jesus that I can't even feel him. I can't hear him. I read his word and nothing. And it's because I've drifted so far and I've got so wrapped up in what I'm doing in Dear America and the hot seat and social media and life itself. I've got so wrapped up in my things that I forget about his things. Sorry. But I'm going to pray this prayer with you. And I hope you join in, because the book of Romans tells us clear as day that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's in black and white. And y'all, I'm trying to hold it together. I am. It's hard. Because I know there's so many people out there that have no idea what I'm talking about. And it crushes my soul to know that. It really does. And so if that's you, I'm just going to ask you to pray with me. I'm going to ask you to submit. Not to me, not to man, not to Rumble, not to Twitter. No, submit to the one that created you, to the one that loves you, that the one that has been pursuing you since the day you were born. He has been running after you, chasing you. Now it's time. It's your time. Whether you know him, whether you've fallen from him, now's your time. Let's do it. And I'm going to pray it because I need it too. Lord Jesus, I know I've messed up. I've tried doing it my way for so long, and it's just not working. But today, I give it all to you. I believe that you died for me, and you rose again, and you are alive right now, seated at the right hand of the Father. Lord, I ask that you come into my heart. You be the Lord of my life. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Make me new. And from this moment on, you, Father, you, Lord, are mine, and I am yours. And I submit my life to you. I place my life in your perfect hands. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys, and I'm serious. I'm serious when I say this. I always want to tell you the truth. I always want to be blunt and bold. And I want what's best for you. But most of all, most importantly, I want you to experience the things that I get to experience. I want you to feel the relationship that I get to have because, guys,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Like maybe you've been trying to do things and work and work life balance. You know, it's crazy out there right now. It's nuts. You see us every day. It's nuts. Let's go. And maybe, just maybe, your way ain't working. There's another way. There is another way, a better way. I love you guys, man. I do. I love you guys. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me do this. Like, you have no idea what it does for me. I love you guys, and thank you. Whew, man. Let's get on with the show. So I got an email yesterday from a young man named Jacob. Jacob, I'm not going to say your last name because he's young, and it's a question that I get a lot. All right? It's a question that I get a lot. And so I'm going to answer this question. Like I've always answered it. It's a young man. He's 15 years old, and he's asking me in email about joining the military. All right. You know, the ins and outs, joining the military. And for those of you who don't know, if you're seeing me for the first time, hi. I was an Army recruiter for a very long time and very successful. I enjoyed doing it. I was very passionate about it. I really think that every single male should have to serve in the military, in the United States military. I really believe it. It's the greatest thing, other than giving my life to God, it's one of the greatest things I've ever got to do because I got to be a part of something that was bigger than me, something that was more important than me. It taught me things like integrity, loyalty, honor, all of those key words that us veterans, and this is Veterans Day week, all of us veterans just we fight for. So young Jacob, you're tossing between Army and Marines. Well, let me just break it down for all of you young people and parents, lean in, that have kids that are getting of military age. Let me just break it down for you. It's really simple. You join the military to cater to what your life goals are. All right. If you want to go to college and get an education, become a doctor, a lawyer, a law enforcement, whatever the case may be. If college is your goal, brick and mortar university, then something part-time. Army, National Guard, Army Reserve, Air Guard, whatever, that's for you. Because you can do part-time military service and go to college at the same time. Like, I know here in the state, which I don't live in Mississippi no more, but in Mississippi, you can join the Mississippi National Guard and colleges will literally waive tuition for because you're a member of the Guard. But if you need a paycheck and you need it now and you need experience and on-the-job training, well, active duty is for you. And what you have to decide is, honestly, what career? Like, what job do you want to do? And look, if you want to ground and pound, yeah, Marines are for you. Infantry, that's you. Then go forth and do great things. All right, be the tip of the spear. We need those guys. You're nuts, but hey, we need you. I will tell you, the Air Force and the Navy, as far as techie jobs, that's the route I'm going. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would have joined the Air Force in something technical, air traffic controller, load master, something like that, that I could do as a military career. And then when I retired or decided that enough was enough, you can come back in or come back with your job and your security clearance. And hey, it'll transfer over. Guys, listen, a lot of recruiters will look at you and say, hey, military experience will get you a job. No, it won't. That's a lie. That's a lie every recruiter tells. No, it won't. Nobody cares. Just being real, nobody cares that you were a cook in the Army for 12 years. Nobody cares. Okay? They care about education and experience. That's what they care about. All right? Period. Period. Full stop. I don't care what anybody tells you. They lying. But if you join the military or a branch of the military in a specific job, you know, specific job that you can transfer over to civilian, then you're gold. But when it comes to active duty military, I always ask the same question. If you're going to go active duty, are you planning to stay and do 20 and retire? If the answer is no, then why do three? Because all you're doing, and I got nothing against people that do this, but I'm thinking long term. If you join the Marine Corps active duty, you do 3 years and you come home. What have you done? You've pressed the pause button on your life for 3 years. Because here you are now, 3 years, no college, no experience. You're basically in the same position than when you left. So if you're going to go active duty, guys, 20, retire, draw the retirement. It's great. All right, because we have apparently an insurance crisis on our hand that I know nothing about because I'm covered and Kendra's covered for the rest of our lives. So really simple. That's how I feel about anybody joining active duty military or part-time military. You just got to decide like what you want out of life long-term and then join the branch that's going to specifically help you get from point A to point B. It's really not difficult. It's really not. But whew, we got a show to do, and man, we're already 30 minutes into this thing. So I'm skipping a lot of stuff. But I can't skip this because I just got to be real. This is, I don't really know how to explain this, except it's pretty weird. But anyway, enjoy. I'm going to label this as I saw it, and now you have to see it. So here we go.
Today's letter is M for Mom Donnie. Yay! Mom Donnie is brown, right? Which is better than white. Good! We're decriminalizing prostitution. We're decriminalizing prostitution. If Timmy has two houses and DeAndre has none, what should Timmy do? I know! Give him his houses! Right!
I gotta be honest. I didn't watch the whole thing. I only made it to the white part, and yeah. Lord, I know I just prayed to you. Just save as many as you can, but just send the meteor. Just send it. Like I can't believe we're even here. What? But here's what's hilarious, and I don't have this clip. I don't have this clip. But if you've been paying attention to the state of New York, Kathy Hochul, Hochul, I think that's her name. You know, the demonic demon governor of New York. Yeah, she just came out and basically said that she's not paying for any of Mama Dami's stuff. Like, she's not going to do it. So congratulations, New York. You just elected a mayor who's not going to be able to do anything that he told you he was going to be able to do because, you know, I'm sorry, but governor Trump's mayor and president Trump's governor. And that's just, no, it's not going to work. But hey, wow. You know what? For the first time ever, I'm going to apologize for a clip. That was terrible. Y'all, that was horrible. That was really horrible. My bad, guys. But we didn't get to show this on Dear America today because, you know, we had some serious technical difficulties. But I want to talk about Trump went to a Redskins-Lions game in D.C. yesterday. And I just have to say, I've seen a lot of flyovers, whether it was Blackhawks, Jets, B-2s, C-130s, B-2s, whatever the case may be. This might be the best flyover I've ever seen. Like, so much, I don't care nothing about the Redskins or the Lions. I really wish that I could have been there just to witness this. Like, this is an amazing flyover.
Moments ago, Air Force One, high above Northwest Stadium here in Landover, Maryland, as the Lions have taken a 7-0 lead over the Commanders, and we are scheduled to be Commander-in-Chief, President Donald Trump.
I mean, that's a good flyover, y'all. That's crazy. I wish I could have been there. It literally looked like that thing was just going to fall out of the air. Like, it was moving so slow, it looked like it was just going to poop, but it didn't. So then we get a touchdown from Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions, and he paid homage. Props, he paid homage.
Golf on the slant to St. Brown.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He is in for a Lions touchdown.
Love it. Love it. Love it. But the highlight of the night for me, okay, the highlight of the night, and you guys, I tell y'all all the time, and I'm going to say it again, okay? All of a sudden, have you noticed that all of a sudden, within the last probably 4 to 6 months, Harry Sisson, you know, the JoJo from Jersey, Alex Cole, and all the rest of these libtards, all of a sudden, they've become like military experts. Like, experts in military customs and courtesies. Like, they are experts. And they're all theologians now. They all know the Bible front and back. Like, all of them. But they're so wrong on so many things. So, yes, Donald Trump was booed at DC Stadium. Like, he was booed. So, he was giving the oath of enlistment to some troops, to some new troops on the field, and he was booed for it, or booed during it. Just disgusting. But, I mean, it's par for the course. But, I mean, here's the clip right here. You can hear them. They are booing.
You solemnly swear
Now, I will say the one thing that does suck about this and these freaking piece of trash football fans that are booing in the stadium, you understand, like, these people are swearing in to protect you, you retards. And like, if you want to boo when they show a picture of him and him waving, fine. But really, you're going to boo while he's giving the oath of enlistment to some soldiers that are at, that have signed their name to a contract to support and defend you? Like, are you that? What? That's a stupid question. You guys do suck. You all suck. But here's the funny part. And here is the, like I was saying, we're military experts. Because the narrative is this one. All right, this guy and a whole bunch of other ones have said, Trump got booed so hard and literally said, I state your name. You know, making fun of Trump for saying, I state your name. And this idiot takes it a step further and says during the pledge, like, you moron, do you really think that he's saying the Pledge of Allegiance here? And I state your name? Okay, cool. I'm not even going to, don't take my word for it, all right? I'm not going to say, trust me. I'll show you, okay? I'll show you. So here's the Army in an official capacity ceremony. Ceremony here. All right, let's watch this together.
Go ahead and repeat after me. I state your name.
Okay. I state your name. Okay. All right, and if you don't believe that, let's go to the Marine Corps. All right, let's go to the Marine Corps. New soldiers.
Attention! Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your full name.
I state your full name. I state your full name. Well, do you know why the president and any officer that administers the oath of enlistment, they say, I state your name? Because they need you to say your name, not their name. Like if he said, repeat after me, I, Donald Trump, they would all say, I, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not swearing into the military, you retard. These kids are. All right. So again, listen, you're not military experts. All right. You're not. You know nothing about the military. You have no, especially this week, just shut up. All right, this week, just, y'all know I don't do this, but I'm doing it. Shut up. You have no idea, no idea what it's like to serve something that's bigger than you. You have no idea integrity. You have no idea honor and loyalty. You have no idea what it takes for these young men and women to put that uniform every single day in service of this country. Okay, shut up. And you're not theologians either. You know nothing. And you prove it every single day that you have no idea what that Bible says. From the front to the back, anybody can go on Google and Google one verse and post it online, okay? But you don't know what's before it or what's after it, all right? So just stop it. Just knock it off, all right? Because all of you are just proving what we already know, you're retarded. You're retarded. Period. All right, let's get to some of these questions really quick. Yeah, because I know I got a few. Alicia Victoria, my older brother bought his first Bible in years. He's in his first refiner fire and the temperature is hot. How do I give a father who is watching his kid suffer for what is happening around him? All right, he's a refiner. I don't really understand this. How do I give a father who is watching his kid? Alicia, I'm sorry. I don't understand that question. I don't. I'm going to be looking for you in the chat, but I don't really understand what you're asking here. I'm sorry. Put it in the chat again. And more crayon, because I don't get this. Johnny, not soldiers, Todd, Marines. On our birthday of all days, you call us soldiers. Shut up. Yeah, Marines, my bad. Soldiers, Marines, Airmen, whatever you call Guardies, Coast Guardies. I don't know what you call them. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps, though. I love you guys. I do. Like, I did a lot of patrols with you guys. You guys are amazing. But yeah. So, he's going through his first trial. I just pray. That's all you can do. Just pray. That's it. pray, and then when you're done, pray some more. But I actually Googled this and researched this. I don't know why they're so pissed. Coasties, there you go, Coasties. I don't really know why the left is so up in arms. They're all pissed that Trump was at this football game. All right, I thought it was amazing. Like, when did you ever in the 4 years Joe Biden, he went to the Army-Navy game, all right, but Trump was at the Alabama-Georgia game. Like, he was at a basketball game. Dude, he was in the booth. And Graham posted this, and this is just amazing. I mean, this is so freaking cool. You never saw Joe do this, ever, because he couldn't complete a sentence. All right, but this is really cool. He actually tried to do play-by-play, and I think it's awesome.
Well, I would like that if you'd like me to, but I will say that your second string, your backup quarterback, is a good quarterback, and he's had some very good games for you, and your first string quarterback has the potential, I think, to be a great quarterback. He's got to stop the injuries somehow. And let's see, we have a very important, I think this is a very important couple of plays.
Here we go. Second and seven.
Yeah, second and seven. Let's see what happens. Well, that's all right.
Krosky Merritt.
Not bad.
Takes it down to the 5-yard line.
That's right. Good runner.
There we go.
This is a very big play, don't you think?
I think.
They have to get a touchdown. Let's put it differently. They just have to get a touchdown.
There we go. Now you're doing my job, because that's what I was going to say. They have to get a touchdown.
Just forget about the play. They have to get a touchdown.
So you've done my job. Now you've done his job.
But, and I Googled this. This never happened under Joe Biden. Like, ever. Ever. He never went to a football game, never swore in a group of soldiers, never did any of this stuff. Not once. Like, he went to an Army-Navy game once. And apparently Jill went to a whole bunch of Eagles games, which just completes the why I hate the Eagles. But he never did this. He never did this. I love him or hate him, the man is a people person. Like, I mean, he's sitting there being booed, and he just shows up and does play-by-play for Fox. Absolutely amazing. I love our president. I love our president. He's just a good man. All right, guys. So, today, in the hot seat, you know what? Let's just get into it. Y'all ready to jump in the hot seat? Let's do it. Now, congratulations, I guess the budget has been passed through January, but is it the win that conservative influencers and conservative podcasters are saying that it is? Because I'm not seeing it. Yeah, yay. Military's getting paid, federal workers are going back to work, and I don't want to take anything from it. That is good news. That is exceptional news. But is it really the win that we thought it was? I personally do not think so. For a reason. And so let's just get into it. All right. So this is basically what we have right now. So far this weekend, Trump has announced a 50-year mortgage, $2,000 stimulus checks from tariffs. Insurance money is going to go to the people instead of the companies. Tariffs are beginning to pay down debt, and no.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
More money to insurance companies. So that's great. That's fine. But we still have an issue. And this is my issue. All right. My issue with this is you missed an opportunity. Yet again, the GOP missed another opportunity, because you could have 30 days ago, crack the filibuster, burn it to the ground. And you could have passed the budget permanently. Then you could have passed mail-in voting. All right. You could have got rid of early voting. You could have gone to paper ballots. You could have secured the election, but you didn't. And the Democrats are pissed, because apparently Democrats caved and they didn't get nothing they wanted. Well, I mean, we didn't get anything we wanted either. Because as Graham tells you guys all the time, executive orders are great. They're great, but they've got to be secured by Congress. And that's not happening right now. It's none of that is happening right now. And so as wonderful as this news is, as wonderful as this news is, the elections are still not secured and the midterms are still up in the air because, you know, New York, California, Minnesota, all of these states, early voting, mail-in voting, they're going to cheat. Illegals voting, it's going to happen. And if that doesn't get rectified, it's over. It's done. It's done. Now, I am enjoying all of these liberal tards on Twitterverse basically calling for Schumer's head and Fetterman's head. I'm loving every bit of it. What? I didn't, what? Hold on, Johnny. What'd you say? You didn't read the rest of my first super chat. Oh, are we on tomorrow? Yeah, I will. I'll reach out to you on Discord after the show's over with. We'll figure that out. But the 50-year mortgage, all right, that has been a topic of conversation. And this is just my opinion, just mine. I personally like it. Am I going to participate in it? Probably not, because I mean, guys, I'm 42. Like a 50-year mortgage. And no, I'm not living that long. But for kids like mine that are of the age right now where they don't, not that they have bad credit, they just don't have any credit. This is a good opportunity for our younger generation to get into homes. I mean, it's just, it is. It's a good opportunity for them. And as we said this morning, it's very rare that people sign a 30-year mortgage and stay in the house the whole mortgage and actually pay it off. And unless you're like me and I don't pay property tax, all right, because of my VA status, then you never really own your home anyway. Because if you don't pay your property taxes, well, guess what? They're going to take your property. All right. It is absurd. I get it. 50 years, you pay $500,000 for a house. 50 years, you add the interest rates and it's actually $1.3, $1.5 million that you end up paying over those 50 years. But Graham made a really good point today. Like if you think about it, and if in a 30-year mortgage, your payment's $1,000 a month, well, you take the 50-year mortgage instead, and it cuts it to, let's say, $700 a month. Well, if you take that extra $300 and invest it every month, well, then you're going to grow. And you're probably going to grow more than what that interest would on the 50 years in your investment. So, I mean, guys, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So at the end of the day, I mean, I'm honestly for this. I don't think it's like a huge thing that we need to be running around the streets excited about. But for our younger generation that are having to rent or that can't get out of their parents' house because rent is expensive, yeah. The only question is, like Scott here says, keep in mind that with 50-year loans, home prices will rise. That is a possibility too. And honestly, we don't really know. Like somebody in the chat said, well, you know, Kendra, my wife, being a real estate agent, how does she feel about it? I don't know yet. You know, we don't know. We haven't seen it play out. So let's just be patient and chill. But on paper, I will just say on paper, it looks to be pretty good for our younger generation. Like it really does. So I don't know. Let's just see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. But, you know, like Matt Walsh says, and I don't really disagree with what he says, but this just means your house will be owned by the bank until you die. We don't need 50-year mortgages. Get the illegal immigrants out of our country and give America back to Americans. I can't disagree with some of that statement, you know, get the illegals out of here and give America back to Americans. I mean, listen, the bank's going to own your home till you die anyway, if you have to pay property taxes. All right. That's still going to be there. So again, Ratchet, you're right. Let me go back. You will pay more in interest than what the house is worth. I understand that. And that is very frustrating, but that's with any loan. Unless you're walking in the bank paying cash for the house, you're going to end up paying more than what it's worth anyway. But if you take the 50-year, take the difference of the payments and invest that other in crypto or stock or whatever, you have the potential there to make more money than what you would be paying in interest on a 50-year loan. So, I mean, or 30-year loan. I mean, you know, to each his own. To each his own. But, hey, do it, don't do it. But again, this goes back to, is this a win? Is this the win that we needed? So the Supreme Court is hearing today or tomorrow. They will now decide on banning mail-in ballots from being counted in multiple states if received after Election Day. Judges are being asked to define the true meaning of Election Day. No late ballots should be counted, period. Unless it's an absentee ballot from overseas service members. Or, like, if you're stationed at Fort Hood and your residency's in Jersey or whatever, fine. No, nobody should be counting ballots from citizens, not military members, citizens after Election Day. No, absolutely not. But now you're leaving it up to somebody else. And that's a dangerous predicament. Because what happens if the Supreme Court comes back and says, well, we'll define Election Day as being the week. Tuesday, you have until Friday to count all your ballots. Now you just gave them two or three more days to figure out ways to cheat. All right, you do. And so I'm sorry. This is not a win. This is not a win. Not securing our elections if we do not get rid of early voting, mail-in voting, all of these things. Voter ID, if we do not get it, folks, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with the midterms and the 2028 election. That is the one good thing about the Democrat Party is they literally show you their game plan. I mean, they just showed the entire country, what they're willing to do last week. They're willing to stall, hold your money, hold your paycheck, hold your benefits until they get what they want out of the Republican Party. Do you not think that they're going to start this all over again in January? All right, when this agreement ends, do you not think that they're going to start this all over again in January? We're going to literally be right back on January 1st. We're going to be right back to where we are right now before this thing got agreed to. And then when we get to the midterms, it's going to be even worse. So if the GOP, as Megyn Kelly says, doesn't get their crap together and figure this out, how to secure our elections and prevent them. Now, there's going to be cheating regardless. They're going to find a way, okay? But as Jersey said, you had 500,000 more people voting for a Democrat in New Jersey. 500,000. Sorry. No. No. Gotta fix the election. Gotta fix the election day. Have to. It's not a should, maybe, it's a must. And hopefully, I really think Donald Trump knows this. And I gotta ask this question yesterday. So the Supreme Court actually made a ruling and they rejected the notion that on gay marriage. So Supreme Court rejects an effort to overturn gay marriage because an appeal from a former Kentucky court clerk who refused to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple, that's been denied. So gay marriage is here to stay. Now, I need to be clear about this. Love who you want. Marry who you want. Do I agree with you? No, not at all in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But as a Christian, I'm not giving you a marriage license either because it's against what I believe. All right, it's not. Now, if somebody that works in the same office as me wants to do it, fine. But that's every citizen's right to do that. I'm not making you a cake. I'm not making you cupcakes. I'm not hosting. All right, if I'm the pastor of a church, you're not doing it in my church. All right, I'm not handing you a license. I'm not officiating it. I'm not cooking for you. All right, I'm not setting it up. I'm not going to be your DJ. I'm not going to do any of those things. All right. I'm not going to do any of those things. And so for this lady in Kentucky, and the question I get asked is, well, Todd, as a Christian, what do I do about it? Well, it's really simple. You don't participate in it. Like, our job is not to judge. Okay. The only thing we have been given free to judge is other Christians. That's it. Folks that are not members of our faith, that's not our responsibility. Okay? It's not our responsibility to judge. Now, can I teach you? Can I tell you? Sure, I will. I'll do it out of love. I'll do it out of compassion. And sometimes hard truth where it takes it. But I don't have to participate in it. And that's my right. And I won't do it. So I don't care what the Supreme Court decides. You do you, and I'm going to do me. And we'll see who ends up wherever. The question here, Angela Durham. How do you not pay property tax? My husband is a disabled veteran. Can he do that? It depends on your state. There's not every state is the same, but in Mississippi, Alabama, parts, South Carolina, it is a state benefit that if you're 100% VA, that you do not have to pay property taxes. So I would Google your state veteran benefits and see if that's one of your benefits. And then all you have to do is go to the tax assessor with your husband's letter, the official disabled veteran letter showing the percentage. You hand that in and boom, it's done. It's done. So it varies state to state. It varies state to state. But thank you for the question. I hope that helps. And like I said, the Democrats are not very happy about all of this, about this change and this caving. So let's see what MSNBC, my favorite news network, has to say about this. I can't stand this guy.
Well, Joe, you have to go back to what the strategy was at the beginning of the shutdown. There were two goals, both of which I support. One was standing up to Donald Trump. The other was getting some resolution on the ACA premium tax credit issue. The problem was the shutdown wasn't accomplishing either goals, and there was practically, well, there was zero likelihood that it was going to. In terms of standing up to Donald Trump, the shutdown actually gave him more power, Exhibit A being what he's done with SNAP and SNAP benefits across the country. Oh, by the way, Joe, you're going to love this. Guess who's getting paid during the shutdown? Not the park rangers or air traffic controllers, the ICE agents. Under special law, under that big, awful bill that they passed last summer, the ICE agents are being paid. Nobody else is. So standing up to Donald Trump didn't work. It actually gave him more power. Well, Joe,
So according to this Peckerwood, yeah, we lost. Now, this is what Fang Fang Bang Bang had to say about it. He's my favorite congressperson. I love this guy.
Hey, Congressman.
Oh, man, you find me everywhere. What's going on?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with Trump fighting to keep kids hungry?
That's the hill that this guy wants to die on? Look, it's easy for people like you and me who have food to debate what should happen for people who don't have food. But the reality is that...
And I'm done with it, okay? I'm really done with this, and I'm about to say something that's really, 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 really going to piss a lot of people off. Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I really don't think that Congress, that the libtards, and I really don't think America really fully understands hunger and hungry and starving. All right. Because we've all seen those like heart-wrenching, like destroy your soul videos from third world countries, the help a starving child, a little bitty kid with their belly distended, but you can count all their ribs. That's starving. Okay. That's starving. That's being hungry. All right. I'm sorry. This right here, this ain't starving. This is not hungry. Okay. So Fang Fang, all of you, can just shut up, okay? Because I'm sorry. This is not hungry.
And for all the ones that said we weren't going to get no food stamps, yes, we did. And we got a partial payment. We didn't get a full amount. But still, we got something. And that's all that matters. Now, aha to y'all haters.
All right, you notice? All right, you notice, like, everything that was paid by these poor, starving people. This is all name brand stuff. This ain't Great Value. This ain't Walmart brand. This is all name brand stuff. I really don't think, like, the freaking, and it's all junk food on top of that. You have no freaking idea what hungry is. No clue. All right. Go to freaking Iraq. All right, in 2003, and the only thing you got to eat for like 4 months is a damn daggum MRE and a hot bottle of water. Like, literally. Like, that's hungry. All right? That's I was telling my one phone call a month that lasted for like 2 minutes, and I was begging my family, send me potted meat, Vienna sausages, anything perishable that will last. Please send me crackers. Please send me Vienna sausages and potted meat. MREs, meals ready to eat. Okay, those are packaged. They taste like garbage. The crackers are like, you could brick a house with the crackers that came. The peanut butter and the crackers that come in an MRE, you could build a house with it. I'm telling you, you could build a house with it. I promise. All right, and it ain't going nowhere. It could sit through Hurricane Katrina with them daggum crackers. I'm telling you. So y'all don't have a freaking clue what hungry is. Not a clue. All right. Not a clue what hungry is. And leave it to this idiot right here, Sonny Houston. I can't stand this woman. Yeah. Here we go.
Let's be clear. The Republicans run the House. The Republicans run the Senate. The Republicans run the White House. The Republicans run the Supreme Court, as far as I'm concerned. This was a choice by Republicans to cut SNAP benefits. This was a choice by Republicans to cut ACA subsidies. This was a choice by the Republicans to gut the federal government and federal employment. Democrats had nothing to do with it. I want an opposition party. I think the Democrats caved. I think the Democrats let down the American people. And like you, Whoopi, I have absolutely no faith that the Republican Party will come to the negotiating table in good faith. You know, you do something like this, shame on you the first time. You do it twice, three times, four times, shame on me. Shame on the Democrats for even believing that the Republicans will, even vote on it. There's no guarantee in this New Deal that there's going to be a vote. There's no even commitment to have a vote. So the bottom line is the Democrats went into this after a blue wave out of the American people saying, we do want the opposition. We the working people want the Democratic Party to fight for them. And now they just caved and surrendered. I think Chuck Schumer, his days are over. If he cannot keep his caucus together, if he cannot keep his caucus together, he needs to go. He needs to be
brave. I completely disagree with you, Sonny, for this reason.
Yeah, I disagree with you on several instances, but I do have to say I am tickled to death that y'all hate Chuck Schumer. Like, welcome to the party. Like, well, welcome to the party. But again, it's the same lie that they've been telling for months, for a month now. All right, Republicans control everything. Yeah, you still need 60 votes. This is, if I had to grab a crystal ball and rub that bad boy for a few minutes, and like, Todd, what is the absolute best outcome of this government shutdown approval agreement or whatever that you could see? All right, so we know it's going to last through January. They just extended it through January. Best case scenario is they take the rest of November and December to huddle. And listen to me, Republicans, you have an opportunity here. You have an opportunity. All right, that when we get back after the new year and you vote on this again and you don't give them anything they want, because they keep telling you and the American people, well, the Republicans control the presidency, the House and the Senate. Then control it. If they're telling you in the country that the Republicans control it, then how about you control it? And when we get back and they don't agree with you and they don't vote for it, you filibuster, you bust it up, you pass it, secure the election, and tell the Democrat Party to go get bent. All right, go play in traffic, go fly a kite, go do anything, but pretend that you care about the American people. All right, because you...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Don't. I know you don't, and now you're proving that you don't because you just held up. And another thing, this blue wave, really? Really? That's what you're calling what you did on Tuesday, a wave? That's it? Like, congratulations, Prop 50 passed in the most corrupt state in the country. Congratulations. Woohoo! Congratulations. You elected a mayor in New York City that has all of these ideas that the governor of New York is not going to fund. Woohoo! That's a hell of a wave right there. Congratulations. Huge wave. Huge wave. So, please, by all means, GOP, they keep telling the American people that you're in control. How about you actually sit in the driver's seat and drive this thing for once? How about it? You know, just a thought. Just a thought. Johnny Marine, I'm gonna piss people off too. Americans don't travel enough. Leave the United States and go see what hungry actually is. Share a meal with people who have a dirt floor, then talk about hunger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. I can't agree with that statement much any more than that, Johnny, because you and I and several other people in this chat, we have been to these third world countries and we know what suffering and hunger really looks like. Trust me when I tell you, if anybody in America is suffering and hungry, it's because decisions they have made. All right, because this country throws away more food than what some countries have in their entire country. So don't just stop it. Just stop with the crap. All right. It's trash. You know, it's trash. I know it's trash. If you're in America and you're an American citizen and you can't afford food, while I am sorry. I am. And I don't want anybody to go hungry. But I guarantee you, if you sit down in front of me and we have a conversation within 5 minutes, I could point to a decision that you made previously that is the reason why you are in the position that you're currently in. Okay? And it's not a president's fault. It's not a congressperson's fault. It's not your parents' fault. It's not an educator's fault. Okay? It's yours. All right. Again, it goes back to everything that I've been saying for 2 years now. All right. It's called accountability and responsibility. And we don't have it. We don't. And I'm not talking about you. You know, I'm not talking about you. But we don't have, whether it's our politicians or our American citizens, we don't have true blue accountability and responsibility in this country. We don't. Because if we did, nobody would go hungry. Nobody. Instead, we're trying to come up with these cockamamie ideas that don't work anywhere in the world, and we call it socialism. All right? That don't work. Okay? Taking something from somebody who has worked their butt off and earned a good living for themselves and giving it to people that don't do anything, that haven't sacrificed, that haven't paid their dues, and you give them what these people worked hard for, it doesn't work, because all you're going to do is you're going to piss these people off, and then you're going to end up having to give these people more because you breed entitlement. All right, that's what it does. It breeds entitlement. And when this person becomes entitled for doing nothing, they're going to stay entitled. And it's never going to be enough. You see these people, listen, you see these people on videos all the time, all the time. EBT, I'm starving. Why do you have toaster strudels in your refrigerator? Why do you have a box of Pop-Tarts that costs $9 when you can get a like 6 pounds of hamburger meat and cook? I could get 30 meals off of what was in that lady's refrigerator if I went and got the great value stuff. So don't give that to me. All you're doing is you're breeding entitlement, and it's never going to be enough for these worthless people. It's not. It's not. It's never going to be enough. That's why we have generational welfare in this country. Well, my grandma was on EBT and SNAP. My parents were on EBT and SNAP, and I am on EBT and SNAP. It never stops. It's a never-ending circle. So again, GOP, if you want to agree with this, you've got 2.5 months or a month and a half or so. How about we all sit down at a table together and we figure out how to fix all of this? It can't be that hard. Like, it really, it's all common sense. And Mr. President, everything you've done up to this point has been, it hasn't been this mind-blowing, crazy, insane ideas. You've brought common sense back to governing. And that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking anybody to do anything wild and crazy. I'm just asking you to look at the situation and go, hey, that person's not born in this country. Should they be able to elect presidents? No. Hey, that person refuses to get a job. Refuses to get a job. Should my tax dollars have to pay for their life? No. That's not harsh. It's common sense. It's common sense. Even for you liberal theologians, let me break it down for you. A man does not work, therefore a man shall not eat. That's biblical. Biblical. So you can get off the your truth and my truth. I'm just going to tell you the truth. There is no your truth. There is no my truth. There's only the truth. And that's what I'm here for, okay? Because Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth. And that's the truth that I'm speaking, period. Johnny Marine, I maintain, oh, Trenton, I'm sorry. The good Trent. I maintain 1 year's worth of food for my family. After watching single moms plead, how am I going to feed my kids? I posted on Facebook, free canned food by the case. Not one person wanted it. They want money. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, I agree. Jersey, nuke the filibuster and wipe out the Dems once and for all. I mean, I just, guys, I don't know, man. Y'all help me. Maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe there's like a piece of the puzzle that this crayon-eating redneck is not seeing. I swear to y'all, I tell y'all this all the time. I'm not that smart. I'm really not. So somebody's going to have to help me see this. Better, I guess. But what am I missing? You guys have the opportunity here, the GOP, you have an opportunity to stomp on the Democrat Party. You have the opportunity laid out right in front of you to crush them for years. Because listen, we all know, you know, I know, you know, they know, she knows, we all know that in a secured and fair election, a U.S. constitutional election, the Democrats can't win. They can't. They cannot win. So what are you waiting for? Like, what are you waiting for? It's not that hard. It's really not. So what am I missing, guys? Like, help me. What am I missing? Because I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see it. Jersey, everyone gets MREs. Not a damn thing more. I agree. If an MRE is good enough for a soldier, if it's good enough for our best, then it's good enough for you. All right, down there in one of them blue counties in Georgia, y'all. Do y'all have any idea how hard I would laugh to see the EBT of TikTok if the government just started shipping out cases of MREs for SNAP benefits? Man, y'all, I'm telling you, that would be the greatest thing ever. the greatest thing ever. I would die. That'd be amazing. All right. Let's see. I got it, Trent. I didn't miss you, buddy. The last time we got stimulus checks and inflation went through the roof. I worry that more stimulus will result in the same inflation. I'd rather see it paid slowly to our national debt. I can't disagree with that. Like, I can't. I mean, but you know as well as I do, brother, that you start talking free money, 90% of this country is going to have their hands out. All right, 90. I don't trust anything free, especially from the government. Everything has strings attached. Everything does. So I agree with you there. I did send another super chat before Trent, I think. Did I miss it? Hold up. Let me go look, Johnny. I'm sorry. Okay, there we go. Man, y'all just too fast. Here you go, Johnny. To be clear, my travels weren't with the military. I never went anywhere in the Marines. That was a missions trip to the Dominican Republic. Yeah, Kendra's been there too. I think she was in the Dominican, I think. Jersey, they won't do it. I'm a broken record at this point. We have Republican senators that are soft as baby shit. No other solution, brother, but to get rid of them all. I agree. Y'all had to forgive me. Me and Kendra, it's going through our household again. I agree, man. Like, I just, everything needs to be scrapped at this point. Like, literally everything needs to be scrapped at this point. It's really pathetic, like, what we've become. But, like I said, they are eating each other, and I'm here for it. Last couple ones, this is Harry Sisson. Absolutely pathetic. I cannot believe we caved to this wannabe dictator and his goons. Thanks to the Democrats who voted no, we'll remember who bent the knee. You know how hilarious this particular statement is? Like, you understand how funny and ironic and hypocritical and borderline retarded this statement is. Absolutely pathetic. I can't believe we caved to this wannabe dictator and his goons. But wait a minute. Hang on, Harry. Hang on. You say you don't want kings, but you want the king to feed you. Which is it? Like, which is it? All right, which one do you want? Because that statement right there, that don't make sense at all. Wannabe dictator. We need the wannabe dictator to feed us. Okay. 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 Here's you another one. Again. I'm loving it, but not if we don't capitalize on this. We could. These buttholes right here turn their backs on millions of Americans. Kane, Jackie, Fetterman, Gene, Maggie. So yeah, they hate all of them. Cool. And again, boy, you can actually hear it. That's all of them right there. Keith Olbermann, all of them. Gavin Newsom, you know, the thunder chick right down here. You got to be freaking kidding me. Bernie Sanders, oh my God. Primary him, primary him. No, don't primary him. Keep him. Keep him. Well, guys, that's all the time I got. Really quickly. Let me pull myself up here, guys. He was the same. Crying about the government. Yeah, he was. All right, I do have some bad news, guys. I've got some really, really, really bad news, and I'm going to end the show with this. And I'm going to admit, I did it. And this right here is, we want to see Charlie. Okay, let me show you to him. Are y'all ready? You ready to see Charlie? All right, if you're ready to see Charlie, give me a thumbs up in the chat. If you're ready to see Charlie. All right, here we go. Here's Charlie. That's as close as we're going to get to him. All right, let me just tell y'all this. It's a little embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing. Guys, Charlie was a scam. I got scammed out of about $900 of my money. So we found the dog on a website. That it was like a legit puppies website where they verified everything and stuff. And that's where I found this particular kennel in Oklahoma. And I clicked the favorite, sent him a message. These people were so elaborate in their scam. I was borderline impressed. Okay. I was borderline impressed. So saw the dog, talked with the people, you know, email and text message and all that stuff, paid for the dog. I put the deposit down on Charlie. They sent me a contract that they filled out. I mean, it was a legit contract. They signed. Everything looked perfect. I signed it, sent it back to them, and then we got tracking, shipping, Charlie, all that stuff. They sent me a tracking number with the website. I put the tracking number into the website. It gave me all the details of the tracking. It was so elaborate. Like, their website's got dogs on it, their family, y'all, it all looked real to me. So everything was done, and I got the shipping stuff, and I was really excited because Charlie was supposed to arrive Sunday at the airport here where I live at like 10:20 in the morning. And so far, I was good. I get an email from the shipping company, and they're like, "Hey, Charlie's good to go. We've received him, and we need to talk about insurance on the shipping." And I said, "Okay. Well, tell me about it." And they said, "Well, you can pay $1,000 for insurance for the dog, and you'll get the money back when he lands and when you receive him. Or you can pay $700 that's non-refundable." And I was like, "No, I'm not giving you $1,000. Like, not gonna happen." And so I sent the kennel a message. I said, "Hey, I was ready to get in the truck and drive to Oklahoma to pick the dog up. It's like an 8-hour drive for me. I said, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm not paying $1,000 insurance. That's more than what the dog's worth. That's more than I paid for the dog. It's not going to happen." And then they started, "Hey, you need to deal with the shipping companies and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah." So I'm in the conversations right now with the bank on getting my money back and, you know, police reports and all that stuff. But yeah, it was elaborate. Edmond, Oklahoma is where it was. RRL Moral Edmond, Oklahoma. And so I notified the website, I notified the puppy's website, notified the bank, notified everybody that I could, that this was a scam to prevent other people from doing it too. So, yeah, it sucks. 'Cause I mean, guys, like, this was a gorgeous dog. Like, I mean, it was too good to be true. It really was. But again, it just goes to show you, like, hey, you can't really messed with my confidence in humanity at that point. So yeah, I got scammed. I got screwed. I lost, so far I lost $900 on this dog. But you know, I hope I get the money back. If I don't, then I learned. Yeah. Kendra, she put, "We were devastated." We were, like, I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I was really messed up. Like, I really wanted that dog. So, I haven't looked. I've basically, this really messed with me. Like, it really did, that somebody would do that to a person, you know? So I haven't really looked. I know I want a golden doodle. I want a male. But I'm going to have to find a place where actually I can go and see the dog and put my hands on the animal. So got to be safe out there, guys. You got to be safe out there. It was my fault. There was writing on the wall that I just completely ignored because of my love for, I mean, you saw how cute that thing is. So I got screwed. And yeah, Heather, I got law enforcement involved. I did. I got law enforcement involved in it. So I don't know how it's going to play out, but we'll see. Jersey, send me the name and address and I'll have them taken care of. I know, messing with a man's dog, that's completely evil. So take it from me. As I tell you guys, I believe 100% in being transparent, and I got fooled. I got, as the kids would say, I got got. But guys, that's all the time I have for now. I will be live on Dear America first thing in the morning. I'll be back here, same time, same place. And I hope you guys have an amazing day. And seriously, if you jumped in the show late, let me challenge you, okay? Let me challenge all of you to go back to the beginning, to what we talked about in the very beginning. There's some life-changing stuff in there. There's some, I mean, some eternity changing stuff at the beginning of the show. So as always, I will be in prayer for every single one of you guys. I love all of you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. I really do. No, RL, don't worry about it. I was gonna talk about it anyway. I was gonna close the show on Charlie. And just as honestly as a hey, buyer beware. So nah, you don't have to worry about that. It's okay. I'm all right. It is a sad way to end the show, but it is a good warning for all of you guys that, you know, hey, be careful. You know, be careful out there. But I'm going to get out of here, guys. I love you. I miss you. You know that I mean it. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. I didn't. Y'all take care. I'll see you first thing in the morning on Dear America and same time, same place right here. Don't forget to hit that follow button, repost this show. You can subscribe down to the bottom if you feel like it. It's $5. Not required, or gifting subscriptions. You can do that as well. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. God bless every single one of you. And if you are like me and you are a follower of Jesus, take some time today to spend with Jesus because it is relationship. Spend time, some time today with your creator. Also, spread the gospel. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody that you see. Okay, because you just might be the only Bible that somebody sees. Take that opportunity seriously. Love you, miss you, mean it. I'll see you guys tomorrow.